How the Food and Drug Administration is working with the tech industry and what that means for you. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. For the first time last month, the FDA approved an Apple Watch accessory that can be used as a medical device in the United States. The device is the AliveCor Cardioband EKG reader. It lets consumers get a heart rhythm reading from a wristband. The trend is that the FDA's new commissioner, Scott Gottlieb, is collaborating with tech companies that want to make medical devices. The agency is working directly with Apple, Fitbit, Samsung, and Johnson & Johnson on a streamlined process for approving health and medical software. Dr. Gottlieb is a physician, but he was also a venture capitalist before he took over at the FDA in May. I asked him how his work as a VC informs his approach to regulation.
In certain ways, you know, one of the things that I was always cognizant of looking at very early stage technology is issues around, you know, the cost of development. And the biggest obstacle to making investment decisions, it's the risk and it's the time cost of capital. And also the uncertainty about, you know, a regulatory process or how something's going to be received. And so I think that if we're being good stewards of the regulatory process, I think if there are things we can do just that helps reduce uncertainty, whether it's putting out guidance documents or speaking more clearly about what the objectives are, I think it's ultimately going to make the cost of capitalizing some of these investments lower. And ultimately, it might affect the price of how these new technologies get priced once they do come to market.
So since you took office, you, it sounds like, have been making moves to speed things up or reduce barriers in terms of approvals for new medical technology. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think we've been looking for ways to try to make the development process itself more efficient. What we're doing is looking at places across our regulatory portfolio where we think that there are steps we can take to make the process more modern, more scientifically rigorous, build in place up-to-date scientific principles that are going to make the regulatory process itself more efficient. I think people always equate that with speed. We don't necessarily equate that with speed. We equate that with rigor and making sure that we're getting the most bang for our regulatory buck.
Let's talk about data and privacy. There's not a lot of data more sensitive than medical data. And if people are monitoring their heart rates or their glucose levels or sleep or brain activity, who owns that data?
Well, it's a good question. So we've described in a recent guidance document how medical device manufacturers can make that information available to the patients themselves. And so we think patients should have access to that information.
Although, with all due respect, access to information is not the same as ownership. And I could also see a scenario where I might want to retract or have a right to disappear some of my information if it could affect my, you know, insurance policy, for example.
Right. And that's why you always want to pursue a goal also where consumers control their information. And to the extent that we have, you know, we touch certain aspects of that as a general principle, as a goal, we have expressed an interest in trying to facilitate those outcomes.
What is the FDA's role in kind of testing for accuracy? The FDA is not a testing agency, it's a review agency. So to what extent do you have a responsibility to sort of follow up on the devices or technologies that may get approval?
We have a lot of opportunity is to move away from the passive system of gathering information about the safety of products and towards a more active surveillance system, or maybe not move away from the passive system. But what we also want is with the advent of more seamless and autonomous data collection tools like electronic health records, we want to have the capacity to be gathering and mining that information on almost a real-time basis. We can be looking for trends in the market to help alert us to certain safety issues early in the life cycle of a product.
Scott Gottlieb is the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. Now, I asked the FDA more about what it means by active surveillance as it monitors how devices and software are working. The agency said it's referring to data that comes from electronic health records about specific devices, how patients are using them, and whether they're working properly. But that instead of waiting for reports from manufacturers about those devices, the FDA will get updates directly from the medical community. On that note, look for a future story about electronic health records. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. As you've been hearing, when it comes to news about the economy, Marketplace has got you covered. And when you donate $10 a month or more to support the work we do, we will send you a gift, a Marketplace umbrella for the rainy season. But of course, the real benefit of giving comes when you listen every day, knowing that you're making it possible for us to help people understand the business behind the technology that's rewiring our lives. It's important work that we're already doing, and with your help, we'll do more of it and reach more people. Become a Marketplace investor today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.